flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you, as always, by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, January 24th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, all. Good morning.
And Jason Bishop.
Is it a football Friday?
It is a playoff football Friday, an NFC championship game football Friday.
There's nothing wrong with saying that on January 24th.
Yeah, bizarre.
We've never had one of those on this show.
It's strange. It's weird to even think that it's reality, but here we are.
Team plays like this and everything changes. You know, you get a Washington Post photographer in studio.
Yeah.
You get an appearance. Honor Brewing. Cakes and I are going to be there for the entire game.
That's right.
Jason's going to show up.
Mm-hmm. He's going to pregame.
Pregame with us. Yeah. Honor Brewing in Sterling.
Drabby, I believe, will be on site.
Yeah, so a lot of things change. You know, a million podcasts asked you to jump on.
Yep.
I was on VEASAN last night.
Oh, you were?
I know that Jason is a big fan.
Oh, very good.
But they asked me to come on yesterday at 6. I'm like, all right, I drop off my kid for a swim at 5:45.
Our buddy Dave Ross,
make time
who
at 6.
Used to be local here, I know works for VEASAN. I don't know if you were on with him particularly, but
I was on.
He's a good dude.
What is VEASAN? I know Dave Ross works out in Vegas.
He's Vegas Sports Insider Network.
They just talk
all about
fatties.
The gambling. It's all about the D-gens, EB.
Right. They just talk fast.
So was it all gambling angles?
Not really. I mean, yeah. I actually told the producer up front, I was like, look, I'm not
a
super expert on lines or anything. I can just, you know, tell you the story. Mm. So they just wanted the Washington perspective. One of the guys had said he was in D.C. 2 years ago. They're both in Vegas. And said he walked around town with the purpose of trying to see if anybody was wearing Washington Commanders gear.
Yeah.
And nobody was. And I was like, that's how it was. Right. I was like, everything has changed.
Mm,
good guys. Really, Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard were
very
the guys
good.
That I jumped on with. But yeah, and then I don't know if that Post article came out, but the Post photographer was in studio yesterday.
Probably going to come out today. He said he would tweet me or send me a message when it did.
But hey. It's NFC Championship Week. I already put up the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside, Surfside
Excellent.
Iced Tea and Vodka.
By the way, Surfside brought in
lemonade and vodka.
Some of the green tea and vodkas yesterday, and the locusts descended upon them.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Those 8-packs were gone with the quickness.
Of course, you get your 8-packs in your liquor stores, and you can drink them in those 8-pack variety packs.
We
love Surfside.
Did you guys respond when they sent the email? I don't think I did because I had so many emails I was trying to go through. Because I check it like once a week now. That's my compromise. Did they want to have some sort of bet with those guys?
Yeah, I think it was organic. I did, but we're not making a bet. I mean, if it just like happened, we didn't want to force something.
I liked the idea.
You did?
Here's what I liked. I don't care about wearing jerseys or anything. Give us all, like, I'm telling you, I'm on a mission. Surfside golf bags for the boys.
I know. That's your thing.
Surfside golf bags
for the
boys.
It's your purpose in life.
Yeah. Anyway, the Surfside poll of the day is very simple. Who wins on Sunday? It's NFC Championship game Sunday. Who wins, Commanders or Eagles?
I'm approaching
this. Such a big, big day.
Honestly, like, it's a Super Bowl. In my mind, and you might think I'm a weirdo. That's fine. It's kind of like our Super Bowl. To me, this is a Super Bowl. It's not, but in my brain, it kind of is.
And it's a huge game that you haven't seen in 33 years.
To me, this is kind of like my Super Bowl.
It's been 33 years since they've been to this point.
It's pretty remarkable.
I mean, if they win, which is very possible, they'd face either the Chiefs or the Bills. That would be a very, very tough game. So that would actually be the Super Bowl, EB.
Yeah. This is kind of the Super Bowl.
But you
Bowl
can enjoy
mind.
It for 2 weeks.
Think about it. We're almost treating it like a Super Bowl. You're doing watch parties and call-ins everywhere and you know, talking to the journalists, and fans are wearing all their gear.
Yeah,
and
there's pep rallies.
Building suspense every week. To me, this is the Super Bowl. This
you
is
know, you've talked about it.
I can't even imagine what it would be like in 2 weeks.
You've talked about it, that people just congratulate you for no reason.
Yeah, they say congrats.
I was at Lifetime.
They congratulate you because you've been wandering through the darkness for 30 plus years.
I was at Lifetime, and one guy, I don't even know his name. I've seen him at the gym. He probably introduced himself to me 6 months ago, a year and a half ago. Like, I know his face. He just walked by and just did one of those nods and knew exactly what he was talking about.
I mean, literally every day we see people from the sales side of Odyssey that we just don't know some of their names.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm not proud of it, but I mean, literally people that have worked here for multiple years who I walk by and I'm like, I just don't know that person's name. And I should make a better effort. But I don't.
Well, anyway, we've been talking about it really for the last couple weeks.
No,
it's a different environment that, let's just call him a random then. A random sees me at the gym, gives me a nod or a fist bump, and that wasn't happening before.
Totally.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because it's on a Monday after the game.
There's a guy that works at my Safeway, and he's always kind of monitoring the self-checkout. And he's the friendliest guy. If you live in my neighborhood, you know who he is. And lately, every conversation now is just about the Skins, you know? And he's a religious guy. He's always talking to me about church and stuff. But now it's always...
Dominates the conversation.
Yes.
Church of the Commanders is what he's talking about. That's what he's talking about at this point.
That's crazy.
It's wild, man. He's already put in his 2 weeks for Super Bowl week, just in case.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he's like, just in case.
I like that hustle.
Oh, did he really?
He's like, just in case.
That's impressive.
And as I told the guy actually from the Post, he was just asking me for some you know, just thoughts on what listeners are thinking, you know, calling in fans, et cetera. And I said, you know, we're getting people like literally calling in from Vietnam,
right?
Saying if they win, they're flying in.
Back, right.
People check
Vietnam.
In from like New Zealand.
18-hour flight to fly back for it.
Yeah, it's wild. And I know I've been kind of thinking about it all week, not consciously, but I'm like, yeah, when are we doing like our Super Bowl bets? And because in my brain, it's kind of like the Super Bowl,
right?
I know it's not the Super Bowl, but in my brain, it kind of is. Like, this is a massive game, but by far. We always say, you know, the biggest game of the year, biggest game of the year. How about this is the biggest game of the millennium?
Yeah.
This is the biggest game of the millennium for this franchise.
Yeah, because the last one was in the 90s.
Yeah. It's the biggest game of the millennium. Yeah. This century.
It's still kind of hard to fathom, too, that they're actually in the...
I know.
As bad as they've been, and certainly last year was the culmination of the struggles of this franchise, but... The fact that they've completely flipped it.
They basically
one season.
Flipped the record.
Do you know that I think they've got...
I predicted 7 wins. They've doubled it.
I predicted, I think, 10, but it was like, that was like high end. It was like, okay,
yeah,
maybe,
I mean, they've,
maybe,
you
maybe,
went for it.
Maybe they can cobble together 10 wins with a rookie quarterback. I did not expect a potential Super Bowl.
Are you going to be nervous? How are you going to feel Sunday morning?
I'm
excited
I'm
or nervous?
Nervous.
Just nervous.
Oh, yeah. I'm nervous every week. I hope you know, Jason, that you've been relying on this bit of Washington being bad every year.
Yep.
It's now going to be flipped.
I love it.
We're going to be good most years.
Good, I
and then
it.
The bad years will be the one-offs.
Like, yeah. Good.
I think.
And hopefully the bad years now are like
Like 7 and 10.
Yeah, 7 and 10, 8 and 9.
Yeah,
like
I think we're flipping the script.
No more 3 or 4 win seasons.
I think we're
as long as Jaden is here.
Right,
shouldn't be the case.
You know, he's not every quarterback gets better every single year. But so
I'm happy about it because I think I was front and center. I was a Dan Quinn guy. Go back and listen to the audio.
You are a DQ guy.
I pushed for Dan Quinn when they were interviewing all these hot young,
we like coordinators.
I like Vrabel.
I was Vrabel a
Ben
too.
Johnson guy.
But I
people know
so
that.
I feel good about it because I support Dan Quinn and that whole entire coaching staff.
Well, it's also kind of by default because you're both.
I didn't have any love for. You know, for Ron, nice guy. Didn't have any really love for him.
Right.
Feel like you were a Ron guy in the beginning, too.
No, I thought it was a good hire, but not like Dan Quinn.
I thought Ron was a good hire initially, too. Like a respected guy who's been in the league for a long time to help drag a just horrible franchise out of the depths of where Dan
Snyder. I can't remember who else they were interviewing before they hired Ron.
Well, Johnson.
No, he's talking about before they hired Ron Rivera.
So I can't remember.
Who was on that cycle? I'm trying to.
I feel like that was a quick turnaround. I'll tell you, I was skeptical on both because when Quinn was hired, I said it feels just like when they hired Ron Rivera. It was like a guy who's lost in the Super Bowl, who's faded a little bit. When you look at the overall record, it's not that great.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Didn't feel like a great hire, but so far,
I honestly thought it's been fantastic. I thought DQ was almost like a courtesy type of hire, especially when I saw him waiting in the TSA line after his interview was done, that infamous picture that was snapped at, I'm assuming, Dulles. I was like, oh, okay, he's just another guy in the line of 8 or 10 people who are going to come through the hallways, get interviewed, and probably won't get the
gig. So, Eric, I feel good about it. I do. I really do.
I'm glad. I'm trying to think.
I know the listeners think I'm lying. I'm not. I'm really not.
No, I'm pushing for him. Because it helps our wallets.
Yeah. And you're also, you live in the belly of the beast. I mean you live in Ashburn. You live in ground zero for the Commanders. You're right there.
I haven't seen the wallets increase, and they've had a great year.
I haven't seen.
No, but it's.
Those days might be over.
No, it portends well for the future.
Well, hopefully. But I'm just telling you, I feel good about him, and I'm happy for him. And I think Jaden is just—he seems like the nicest kid on the planet.
Jaden and Terry are the two of the nicest people you're gonna find.
Love
and
them.
And Luvu is a neighbor of mine. I see him all the time. Walking my dog, I wave to him. He honks.
He takes the eye black off.
He does
after games. He's not walking around.
He
doesn't have all the eye black on like he does during the games.
No, he doesn't do that.
Wouldn't think he would.
Anyway, you can vote at Junks Radio on our Surfside poll of the day. It's the simple: who wins? Ooh. Who wins on Sunday?
Might go cast
early. The Commanders fans are feeling pretty good. Pretty good. All right, it is a Football Friday, Playoff Football Friday, NFC Championship Football Friday. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.